Go ahead, Zach Buchanan.
Tori, can you tell us about Sean Poppin?
I got a chance to meet him a few minutes ago. I know we've picked him up on waivers from the Rays. He spent time in a couple of different organizations, and we're excited to have him. Our front office does an unbelievable job of paying attention to different opportunities and different ways to pick up quality players. And he fell into that category, and we're excited to see him go to work as soon as possible.
Hey, Tori, what's going on with Josh Rojas?
Yeah, Josh was here yesterday, and the past couple of days has been taking some BP and doing all this pregame activity with us. He's going to do the same thing, more of that today. We're just getting a chance to watch him and his activity, and it's seeming more and more normal. And I was watching some of his BP swings where the ball was jumping off of his bat, and he's feeling very, very good. He's scheduled to take some live ABs at some point this week. We're targeting Wednesday, so he might get a couple more work days with us, see how he feels on Wednesday, and then hopefully get him into some games after that.
So you're expecting he's going to need a brief rehab assignment? Is that the kind of games you're talking about?
He's going to hit the live ABs on Wednesday, and we'll figure it out from there. You guys know how I feel about rehab games. I think it's always you're going to go play in a game is a strong indication as to your readiness. And in my opinion, we have yet to finalize all of that. So we'll see what happens after Wednesday.
Todd Walsh.
Tori, I was wondering if you could amplify something we're doing on the pregame show. We're just looking at the West and the wild card and number of games you've got with the Giants and Dodgers and Padres. That's going to be a pretty heavy August and September for your young guys. How big of a benefit can that be?
Yeah, I'm seeing it as only a positive. And, we know how challenged we've been this season has been on us. And what we have to play for is several things. One, winning as many baseball games as possible. Two, evaluations. We're going to put these guys out into some situations and allow them to perform and show us what they can do. And, we can play the role of a spoiler. That's kind of the excitement of our season, is playing our best baseball for the remainder of the year, especially against some of the teams that are chasing wins and side of our division, and they want to go out and do special things. We have a chance to disrupt that. And, we're very prideful here. We want to go do our job at the highest level, knowing that we're in a very rugged division. Three teams are banging away at the top. To me, there's no better arena for us to evaluate and for us to get our best work in.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Jack Summers.
Tori, sir, I haven't seen a lineup come out yet. Are you still waiting on any other roster moves besides the move that we already know about with Sean Poppin?
We are not. Also, Luke Weaver threw a 35 pitch bullpen today. Said he felt good, and we're targeting a midweek live BP session for him. Taylor Clark will throw again tonight in Reno.
Jesse Sanchez.
Hey, Tori. How has Cattell handled the adversity this year, whether it's injury, whether it's a rough season?
Mm-hmm.
How's he taken this?
He's been unbelievable. And we know that he has had a very challenging season due to injuries. And sometimes those are things that just pop up in this game. And he is a strong-minded, strong-bodied individual that's fighting every single day to go out and do something special. And, I've had a chance to talk to him during the time away and just corresponding with him the best that I can. And I know how eager he is to be here and help us win baseball games. He's missed our guys. We've missed him. We know that. So he's been battling, I'm sure, the frustration of the type of season he's had. But he's been fantastic at coming out here and doing what he can to get better when he's not available. And then obviously we've only seen it for a couple of days now where he's been available to us. He can impact a baseball game in a lot of different ways.
Back to you, Nick.
Is there anything new on your COVID guys story?
Nothing new. You know, the two are still symptomatic, Noe and Stu. And I haven't had a chance to touch base with them today. The other group I've had a chance to be in touch with, they're all feeling great. They're getting tested every single day. They're doing as much as they can to stay active. You know, talking to them, we're hoping that on the day they become eligible, they're going to be ready to step into an environment where they can go out and compete. And that should be their mindset.
So I guess this goes without saying, but all three of those guys continue to test negative.
Correct.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.